And we're going to get the hour started this hour by talking sports with Dr. Debbie Strowman. And, of course, the big news in the UNC sports world this week is the hiring of Mack Brown as the new Tar Heel football coach, returning to Carolina after 21 years away, but continuing what is now officially a Hall of Fame coaching career. What does that mean for UNC? What does it say about UNC athletics and Carolina football and just the state of college football in general? Dr. Debbie Strowman here on the line to talk about all of that. Thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on my way up to Maryland for the ACC Big Ten Challenge and going to see hopefully the Wahoos take care of the Maryland Terrapins.
Awesome. So Mack Brown getting hired as UNC football coach. This all happened in a real whirlwind kind of way with the firing of Fedora announced on Sunday. By Monday, we already had virtually confirmed rumors that Brown had been hired as the coach. And then on Tuesday, within 48 hours, they had the press conference. There was Mack Brown talking with the media. So what are your thoughts on this hire?
Well, there's very few things that can take the Tar Heel Nation away from men's basketball, and this is one of them. The word on the street is there's a lot of ambivalence back and forth. There are many people happy to see Mack Brown come back, and then there are those who feel that Larry Fedora just needed one more year, just one more year. But there's no doubt that Mack Brown is going to bring back a lot of people who enjoyed his success. A lot of the alumni players, the players who are part of the championship teams, they're tweeting their support. They're happy. But on the other side of that, you have to wonder, for someone who's been away from the game as a coach for 5 years in the broadcasting booth, will he be able to still garner those recruits? He was known as Mr. February because he would pull in these top players in February. But 5 years have passed. Are his connections still alive in the college football world? Are they going to help him bring those players back to UNC? But on the other side, it's all about attendance. You have to pay the bills. And his name is big, and that will definitely bring a lot of folks back into the stadium because it was pretty embarrassing when we look at the attendance towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the financials in a second because that's obviously a really significant part of all of this. But getting back to recruiting really quick, you mentioned being away from coaching for 5 years and maybe not having the connections with high school coaches that he did. How fast do you think he's going to be able to rebuild those connections, and how much kind of cachet does he have with high school players who are thinking about going to a UNC? Does having a national title winning coach like Mack Brown recruiting you mean more than having someone like Larry Fedora with 7 years built up at Carolina, or does it, you think, not make a difference one way or the other to a high school player now?
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think it matters much anymore. Mm-hmm. The mentality is, what have you done for me lately? And a lot of these young players, they don't even know who Mack Brown is as a coach. They've probably seen him on, you know, game day and watching him do the broadcasting, but they don't know him as a great, you know, technical mind or a great recruiter. So he's going to lean on people generally in his peer group. So we're talking about anywhere from late 50s to 60-year-olds. So does he have the name brand? That's going to take the UNC brand to help him there. I think the word that's out there is that possibly he'll bring in an associate head coach. Maybe Mack Brown will stay for 3 years, maybe 5 years, but bring in a younger coach similar to what Florida State did with Bobby Bowden and Jimbo Fisher, where you know you're going to have that transition so he can take advantage of his wisdom, his experience, his tradition, what he's learned from the broadcasting booth, but then couple that with a younger coach. Maybe that will spark the recruits to come. We have such an attractive package, you know, a beautiful stadium, outstanding academics, but is that enough to draw players away from Clemson, away from South Carolina? In fact, Georgia, Notre Dame, they raid North Carolina now. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to take a lot to turn this recruiting thing around for the Tar Heels.
speaking with Dr. Debbie Strowman. And let's turn to sort of off-the-field considerations and financial considerations in particular, because hiring, like letting Larry Fedora go and eating the $12 million that the university still owes him in order to hire a new coach to try to improve the state of the program already represents a big financial commitment. Hiring Mack Brown is an even bigger one because he commands a pretty high salary, and that goes along with all of the changes that have been made, the renovations that have been made to Keenan Stadium and all of the other facilities around the football program. So talk about the financial commitment that UNC Athletics is making to football. It really seems like Bubba Cunningham is making an effort, not necessarily to go all in, but to go pretty significantly in on building the football program up to where it is a competitor for ACC titles every year.
Well, there's no doubt when you talk about sports today, football is king. UNC is one of the few universities in the country where men's basketball is a big part of the financing of all other programs. Generally, it's football. When you think about stadiums anywhere from 60 to 100 some thousand seats, and then you multiply that times anywhere from $40 to $60 a ticket, that's where the money comes from. But also, you can't talk about an athletic director and an athletic department without talking about the fundraising arm, and that is the Rams Club. So they're the ones who really made this happen. Of course, we point to Bubba Cunningham. He is the athletic director. He runs things. But really, there is a strong arm of donors who are making all of this possible, and athletes all across the country are very thankful to their educational foundation arm, as in the people who've decided that athletics is very, very important to a campus, and they're going to pay dollars, whether that's $5 or $5 million, to support athletic scholarships, capital improvements, facilities, supplemental salaries. So it's those folks who said, we want another coach. We want to make this happen. We don't want to wait another year or 2 or 3 years. But in terms of the funding, it's about getting people to buy tickets. It starts and ends there. And I think young people, they want to play in stadiums that are filled. And UNC continues to struggle, not only from, you know, trying to pay the bills, but trying to get people to come to games when they aren't necessarily an attractive game. You know, we try to support some of the state schools. We try to support some of the non-ACC schools and allow them to come to beautiful Keenan Stadium and play. But if the stadium is not filled, we're really losing. In many, many ways, we have to have people fill the stadiums. And maybe Mack Brown can do that. Maybe he can attract some big names that will bring people out. Otherwise, it's going to continue to be Tobacco Road, and it's all about basketball.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Strowman again, and Mack Brown spoke directly to that when he was addressing the media yesterday. So, you know, that's at least in the back of his mind, at least if not the front of his mind, and certainly part of the consideration, too, for all the people that are making this decision in the first place. So UNC is paying a lot of money up front for this hire, again, whatever ends up getting paid to Larry Fedora plus the salary for Mack Brown. So it's short term, it's a lot of money that's being spent. Long term, though, is the more significant question here. Does this move make UNC football and UNC athletics in general financially better off? Does it put UNC Athletics in a better position sort of overall going forward? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I always go with the quote, where you stand depends on where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
So for many people, in particular academics, people who come to the university, like graduate students who don't really give a hoot about basketball or football or anything else, they feel it's a waste of money, that, you know, sports are very, very important and, you know, help the campus community with spirit and connection and bonding. But we should not spend millions upon millions of dollars on such an endeavor. And in fact, for your top programs now, most budgets are over $80 million a year. Ohio State, Texas, you're talking about $130, $150 million a year that's spent on college sports. So those folks always say not worth it. And then there are others who say, if it's okay for a university to allow individuals to donate money and create this monster that seemingly is out of control, fine, because it's other people's dollars. Where it really gets uncomfortable is for these state schools who are asking taxpayers from the General Assembly to your legislators to allocate money to universities to pay for college sports. That's where people say, should we be investing in our structures like our bridges and our roads? Should we be helping with public education? All these other things that are so important to communities versus college sports. I would say right now, UNC is a basketball-loving university, so I don't think there's much of a hiccup in terms of what happens with Roy Williams and his program. But all other programs, they're always on the table for why are we doing so much? Is this fair? Is there a better way to allocate funds? And so that debate will probably go on until the end of time, because I don't see college sports going anywhere. In fact, it's just getting bigger and even more commercialized, in particular with men's basketball and football.
And we're talking about this in the context of athletics, but I mean, you brought up the other important question, which is college sports in the context of colleges and universities in general. And I mean, we've talked about this a bunch of times where big time college sports is not going anywhere. It seems to be getting worse. The kind of the big money monster continues to be growing. What is the effect of that on just the state of higher education today?
Well, again, that debate is just getting more and more heated, especially when you have presidents and chancellors who end up in positions where they're trying to manage an athletic department or this extra $100 million, and they really don't necessarily have experience in that space. There are many people calling for reforms with the NCAA. Conferences are thinking about what better ways can we promote this product so that it is a win-win. We're seeing many, the money that comes in from some winning programs is being allocated to libraries and, you know, faculty programs and things like that to help justify why this program exists. But the thought has always been that athletics are important to the academic setting of a college, and that students who participate in athletics are learning discipline and determination, and they're applying some of their classwork in the athletic setting. So it's always been an important part of higher education, but I would say recently, and again, due to media, the story of the exploitation and how it really doesn't fit is becoming even more and more apparent.
And we'll leave it there. But again, Mack Brown getting hired a couple of days ago, meeting with the media today, and the ripple effects of that decision are going to be significant for UNC athletics and UNC in general for a long time to come. Dr. Debbie Strowman, thank you so much.
Thank you.